Melpomene now, assist our meek lover, whose tears will discover how false to her vow fair Cynthia hath been. While I sigh and complain, she returned me disdain, and would not expel my languishing passion, my languishing passion, but bid me farewell. From morning to night I wandered distracted. Oh, what have I acted which made her delight to torture me so? Through the shades I did post like a hovering ghost, bereaved of rest, with sad lamentation, with sad lamentation. My riches I left with dear habitation, each friend and relation of comforts bereft, distracted I run, that a place I might find that was free from mankind, fair women I mean, whose conquering beauty, whose conquering beauty, too late I have seen. My pillow I make on banks of green rushes, near brambles and bushes, where weeping I laid my sorrowful head. As I closed my eyes, the kind watery skies would weep to behold a lover exposed, a lover exposed to sorrow and cold. I valued not crowns with kingdoms of treasure and wealth out of measure, or fortified towns for which they contend. There was Cynthia, my love, which I valued above an emperor's throne. Her amorous beauty, her amorous beauty, riches. To Bedlam bound, at length they conveyed me, and there having laid me upon the hard ground, I took my repose. And my rich silken bed, where I once laid my head, was turned to straw. Of this my distraction, of this my distraction, was Cynthia the cause. My senses once more, the hand of kind heaven in pity hath given, and now I'll adore no woman alive. Since my heart is at ease, let them frown if they please. I scorn their disdain. They never shall make me, they never shall make me.